Good morning. I'm Jacob Lynn.
And I'm Melanie Myers. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show where we bring you the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Several Garrigan students got up very early this morning. They left at 5 a.m. to head westward to Sioux City for the state large group speech contest. Garrigan has 5 entries at state contest. There are 2 improvisation groups. The first features Michelle Kolash, Allison Missel, Holly Birkeland, and Ashley Creeps, while the second includes freshmen Nora Cromwell, Anna Kolash, Jake Rosemeyer, and Alex Hamilton.
The Bears also have 2 group mimes entered at state. Zoomania stars freshmen Bree Blocker and Becky Jennings, and Kindergarten Rocks features Gee Klein, Cassie Rising, and Jade Kayeski. The final Golden Bear entry is in the relatively new category of musical theater. Alec Buckle, Sam Norland, Vinnie Humble, Ashley Creeps, and Becca Brosnan received awesome comments at district on their selections from West Side Story, and we're hoping they'll do equally well at state.
Last Tuesday was one of the most annoying days at school, for us students, for the teachers, and also for the people in the office. The weather was fine when most people left for school, although it was windy and the temperature was dropping rapidly. It started to snow about the time school started for the day, and toward the end of the first period, they announced that both Garrigan and Algona Community Schools would be dismissing within half an hour.
Everyone was excited when the early dismissal was announced. Unfortunately, just a few minutes later, it started snowing harder and the wind whipped up, reducing visibility to almost nothing. They soon announced that it was too dangerous for anyone to leave school and we would have classes as normal until conditions improved. Only students whose parents came to get them could leave.
We ended up staying in school until 7th period, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Because of the blizzard, however, buses couldn't run and the sheriff was advising no travel on area roads. Most of Garrigan's students and many of our staff live outside Algona, in places as far away as Emmitsburg and Thompson. That meant lots of people had to make special arrangements to stay with friends or family in town. Even the streets in town weren't good on Tuesday, but everyone was glad we didn't end up stranded at school overnight.
Intramural basketball is in full swing, though there are no games this weekend because of the Super Bowl. It's no surprise to anyone that after 3 weeks of play, Nick Birdie's team, an all-senior group who won last year's championship, is leading the pack. Nick's team also includes Jake Grine, Kent Recker, Peyton Schindler, Ben Goetzer, Chris Gelhaus, Shane Coob, and Mike Garman. They're averaging 82 points per game so far. In second place is Mike Mergen's team, which also includes the top overall scorer, DJ Thompson. The intramural season continues through March 16th, with playoffs right after Easter.
The regular season is drawing to a close for the real Golden Bear basketball players. The Garrigan girls begin districts next Saturday, facing Garner-Hayfield at Garner. If they win, they'll play either West Hancock or Lake Mills the following Tuesday. Meanwhile, the top 10 rated Golden Bear boys open districts Monday the 11th by playing Clarion Goldfield at Clarion. Their second round opponent will be either Eagle Grove or Pocahontas. Good luck in playoffs to the Bears.
The majority of Garrigan students have been at our school since kindergarten. This year, though, we've added 4 new students to our classes. 4 students may not seem like that many, but it's a big increase for a small school like ours. Because of that, we're going to take a break from our senior spotlight this week and instead take a look at the new faces here at Garrigan. Here to tell you about them is Gina Rasmussen.
Michael Faulkner joined the freshman class at the beginning of the school year when his family moved from the Twin Cities to rural Iowa. Michael enjoys advanced classes and he's helped the Quiz Bowl team win trophies and qualify for nationals. Our newest student is also a freshman. Gage Sampson came to Garrigan from suburban Des Moines. He looks forward to getting involved in Golden Bear activities in the future. Zach Price is a new student in the sophomore class. He moved to Iowa from Arizona, so the severe winter is a bit of a change for him. He's looking forward to hitting the golf course with his friends in the spring. Vinnie Humble is a junior who transferred to Garrigan from Twin River Valley. While he is likely to be involved in sports in the future, so far his biggest activity has been music. Vinnie has made a lot of friends here, and he says he really likes things at Garrigan. We're glad to have him and all our new students with us.
On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's state speech today at Sioux City East. Monday, the varsity basketball teams host Algona High. The JV teams play at AHS, and the freshman girls are at Humboldt.
There will be a dance squad supper at the games Monday night. Then Tuesday, the Bears will tentatively play St. Edmund, and games rescheduled because of last week's blizzard.
Next Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent. We'll have a service of the Word and Ashes at 8:45 Wednesday morning at St. Cecilia's.
The Kossuth Connections group meets next Thursday. Friday, there's a Jeans Day for Gala. Then on Saturday, the girls' basketball team begins their playoff run by playing at Garner.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to catch the show again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.